A new report from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation attempts to make the case for expanding Alaska's dental health therapist program to other parts of the country. It looks at how the mid-level dental provider model is working in more than 50 countries around the world. But the American Dental Association has long been opposed to dental health therapists in the U.S., and the new report won't reverse that opposition. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Dental therapists practice in places like New Zealand, Canada, Hong Kong, and Thailand. They exist in developed and developing countries. In all, David Nash, the report's author, found evidence for dental therapists in 54 countries. Nash reviewed more than 1,000 documents from as many countries as possible for the report. He found dental therapists typically practice in public clinics and mostly care for children.
There is clear documentation that dental therapists provide quality care, safe care, efficient care, effective care, and economical care for children, much more economical than in the United States, and much more effective than in the United States.
Nash is a pediatric dentistry professor at the University of Kentucky and a longtime advocate for dental therapists. He helped launch Alaska's dental therapy program in 2005. Dental therapists provide cleanings and preventative care and can do some fillings and extractions. In Alaska, they work in rural villages. Only one other state, Minnesota, allows dental therapists to practice. Nash hopes his report for the Kellogg Foundation will help change that by providing evidence for best practices for the profession.
So that our public policy leaders and our legislatures and so forth, they know what exists. They know what the truth is.
But Nash does not believe the report is likely to change minds at the American Dental Association. The organization fought to stop Alaska's dental therapist program and is against any expansion to other states. The ADA calls the Kellogg report an advocacy document intended to support a predetermined conclusion. Dr. Bill Kalnon is president of the ADA.
It is not a scientific, systematic study. And that's what, a science-based organization like the ADA obviously would prefer to see.
The ADA doesn't support dental therapists because they can extract teeth and fill cavities without the direct supervision of a dentist, a practice they call unsafe. The organization agrees with the Kellogg Foundation that the amount of tooth decay in underserved areas like rural Alaska is a public health crisis. But Kalnon says dental therapists are only a short-term fix to the problem, and he says the new report is short-sighted.
I think what it does is it misses the point that the ADA has really been trying to make around the country, and that is the fact that workforce issues really are only one small piece of a much larger puzzle.
The ADA is piloting a new provider called Community Dental Health Coordinator to provide education and preventative services. But Dr. Mary Willard, who trains Alaska's dental therapists, says that's exactly what dental therapists do. She says the bulk of their work involves cleanings, sealants, and dental health education. She hopes the new report will help clear up some of the biggest misperceptions about the program.
The fear that I see out there, the misunderstanding, is in regards to, is this a safe practice, and can a therapist who's trained in only 2 years post high school actually provide safe, appropriate, and competent care?
Dr. Willard says so far there have been no complaints about the work of Alaska's dental therapists. The state now has 25 certified dental therapists working in the tribal healthcare system in remote rural villages like Klawak and Aniak. Willard directs the Dental Therapist Training School in Anchorage, a partnership with the University of Washington that started in 2007.
In the few short years we've been around, we've been able to increase the number of providers out there in rural Alaska quite significantly. There are in a lot of the villages on the edges of the state where we have traditionally had difficulty finding consistent dental care from dentists.
Dr. Willard says the dental system in the U.S. works well for people who have money and insurance, but it's failing the rest of the population. Her focus is on expanding the dental therapist program in Alaska, but she hopes to see dental therapists practicing soon in other underserved areas of the U.S. as well. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.